And unfortunately, the Orange Crush defense was
crushed.
Really not in not really existent in the second half against the Ball State, whatever they are.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Boy, they were ruthless. Anyhow, David, we've got Richard on the line, and let's jump and see what Richard has to say. Richard, you got a question for David Sloan?
He's playing for Lawrence Randall and Bestwick, and he looked into the abyss there in Sonny's second year in 1975. We didn't have the resources to play against a lot of schools. And now we've poured a tremendous amount of money into our football program, and we're just getting results like we had back in the 70s. It just kills us.
Well, you know, that's a great point. No two ways about it. Between the salaries, the facilities, the equipment, the travel, the dining and nutrition, the weightlifting, you know, the new indoor practice facility.
Yeah, let's ask David. Did you have to wear the same pair of socks every day?
Well, Hobo, we actually borrowed yours from the basketball program.
I was going to say, it was tough. BG was rather stingy with that equipment back in the day. I'll say that.
It was very stingy. If you remember the stuff we had back then, it really sounds like it was forever ago, but it was hard to believe it was modern history. You know, I think the money getting thrown around in sports across the board is just crazy, and that leads into the whole, the whole expectation. We do have as great of facilities as anybody in the country at this point in time. Bottom line for me is always going to be the same, guys. I'll take a good competitive football team with good kids that go to class and graduate, and a good coach who's got the same moxie that you see in guys like Brian O'Connor and Tony Bennett and Don Starcia.
Yeah, yeah. No two ways about it. And I think there's something that can't be overlooked. And, you know, at the same time, there's accusations at a whole host of SEC schools right now. The investigations at Miami and North Carolina has still not come to resolution. And by the same token, it's frustrating for Virginia fans because very loyal, very generous fan base.
And the key is it apparently not helping North Carolina very much.
Yeah. Right.
They're struggling too.
They're struggling. So they, even though they were cutting corners and worse, it seems like they're going to get away with it. But let's give David a question. Offensively, what do the coaches have to do right now to stabilize things, teach better ball security, maybe help Watford with some plays other than the swing pass that is almost getting his running backs killed? What else can be done?
Well, I mean, I think some of the obvious things. Fundamentally, I just think we're not very tough up front, and I don't know that you can necessarily create toughness. Maybe you can recruit toughness, and maybe there's some young kids who are just downright dirty, you know, and nasty, tough. You know, the kind of guys that you need to push them guys around. So, I mean, I certainly think that's worth evaluating. I know they made a couple of changes on that front line, and you know, it's easy for us to sit back and try to evaluate what we think is the problem. But you know, I put complete and total trust in the guys that they've got up there and sitting in the McHugh Center. But I mean, to me, we're soft up front. So if you can't block, you can't run, and then if you can't run, you can't throw. But if you can throw, you got to be able to catch the ball. We're not getting a lot of production, in my opinion, out of our receiving core. You take a kid, you know, that had a great year last year. I won't mention any names because I just don't go down that road. And we had a key fumble. You know, just haven't been able to catch the football. So, you know, there's no, you know, crucial penalties. I mean, there just needs to be some consequences, and maybe there are consequences, Frank, and I just don't know about them. But you know, to me, your playing time is tied into your performance, and if you're not getting the job done, then you need to sit down.
Yeah, but David, on the other side, you know, the defense looked pretty good against Pitt, and then all of a sudden they face Ball State, and Ball State's moving the ball up and down the field almost at will. What happened?
Well, Hobo, I mean, I think you've got, you know, I mean, and maybe Pitt, I think Pitt, you know, Pitt, I don't think, had the – you got a – that was a pretty high-caliber quarterback, in my opinion. He was an overachiever. He was the kind of guy that Welsh used to win with back in the 90s here, you know, at UVA in the 80s and 90s when George turned that big ship around, you know. I mean, that kid was a solid fifth-year starter with a pretty good receiving core. And but I will say this. I don't think we took the chances against those guys that we did against Pittsburgh, and there must be a reason for that. I don't think there's anybody in the world that I'd rather have running my defense than John Tenuta, but that's me.
You know, one thing about a difference between those two schools, Pitt and Ball State, Pitt played more of a pro-style pass offense, relying heavily on two wide receivers. Ball State had a bevy, at one point, four and five receivers out in every pattern, running all over the place, and at one point, Demetrius Nicholson collapsed down on the field with cramps. Lord knows Kennedy ran 5 miles of sprints in that game. And at the end, he finally pooped out on that one bomb down the sideline to Williams. I'll stand beside this. The quarterback for Ball State had 39 starts under his belt. And,
right. And
you know what? Virginia keeps coming up against these guys that are tried and true. And my colleagues to my right kind of dismiss this, but Mike Rocco would have been the starting quarterback, fifth-year senior this year for Virginia if they'd left him alone.
Yeah.
And I'll maintain this till the end of the season. Rocco would not have been making the errors this year that he was so roundly criticized at the beginning of last year. 2 years ago, he had sort of a charmed year, but hell, 8-5. Wouldn't everybody be thrilled with 8-5?
Yeah, well, there's a couple guys. I mean, Strauss has taken a lot of snaps down there for Richmond, right? He's a starter. I mean, yeah, and I mean, at the same time, I guess you can look over your shoulder, but I mean, certainly, I think, you know, again, nothing against the kid. I think he's a good kid. I know he scored high in the Navy SEAL training for leadership, but I mean, you know, clearly, offensively, we are not getting the job done, and there's got to be some major shakeups in that. I mean, we've got, I think, three or four pretty daggone good running backs that have had some, you know, historically for us since they came here, since they arrived on the grounds, have been playing pretty well. Who do we have that's really getting anything done right now? I mean,
David, let me jump in here. You played football. Explain to me all the mistakes. Is that just some mental stuff? Is it inexperience? What's contributing to all this?
I think it's being 18, 19, 20 years old. They're a young team. I mean, I, for one, don't necessarily buy into the youth and buy into the new systems and all that other stuff. I say quit making excuses, you know, just say it the way it is. Hey, I think Mike said he was embarrassed this past weekend by the way that thing unfolded. And so, I mean, I like that. Be up front. You know, let's be honest. I mean, we all know out there, anybody that's followed Virginia athletics as long as all of us have been a part of it, it's a special place, and it's a tough place to put all the right pieces of the puzzle together, whether it be on the football field or the basketball court. We get it done in minor sports, you know, Brian, for example, the swimming program, girls lacrosse, girls soccer. Look, we got the number one girls soccer team in the country right now. We can get it done here, but boy, numbers are important. And I just think they need to just keep shaking the. I mean, I don't want to jump around, but keep shaking it. I'm sorry, you're right, Frank. I think if it was you, Rocco probably would help that team this year.
Well, he'd be throwing to guys that he'd been throwing to for three, four straight years.
Right. And that may be part of it, right? I think right now the biggest challenge for the team is if they can pull it together and stay unified and stay together and stay playing for their coach and playing for their fans and playing for each other. You know, I mean, I think that's a big thing right now, even though, I mean, they're not even halfway through the season, still a lot of football left to play. But, you know, certainly right now would be the time that the wheels could possibly fall off the wagon. And I think we're going up to it, as anybody that's ever been up there knows. College Park, Byrd Stadium, tough place to play a game, especially if you're not feeling real good about yourself.
Well, you know what's interesting is a few years ago, Virginia went up there and won a very big game, and the team played very well. Let's hope for the best. I have to believe that some of these players can do some better work on the field. Keon Johnson comes in, never played. He made a couple of nice pass receptions on some big plays that moved the sticks. And he's coming in totally, you know, wet behind the ears.
Yeah, he's a true freshman, right?
What about the walk-on kid, the running back? I mean, did he play Saturday?
Well, he's hurt. He hurt his shoulder against Pittsburgh. But, you know, Keon Johnson made some great catches. Dawkins, to me, is pretty raw. They've still got their work with him. Gamble seems to be fast, but he doesn't know where he's going. I think they need to be throwing the ball to McGee more often. They need to be throwing the ball to Tim Smith a lot more. And if Darius Jennings has a sprained wrist and he had a giant bandage on one of his wrists, why is he in the game if he can't hang on to the ball? It's unfair to Darius Jennings for him to be out there.
Well, you have to think. I mean, you would have to think that you would like to think that the kids that are doing these kind of boneheaded mistakes, that there would be some folks that we have that are just chomping at the bit to get in the game. I mean, I think part of having a young team is, you know, they don't know any better. So, you know, let's start giving some of these other guys a chance if, in fact, those guys can suit up and play. And that's the other part, maybe you guys have already talked about it, is, you know, what a kid looks like in high school and how highly he's recruited or rated or how much everybody wants him. Do we need to go back to the Sims story? I mean, you know, it really is, you know, you never know the kid you sign on a piece of paper to come to play for you. You're banking on that kid being everything that he is in high school, and all of a sudden he's on a much bigger stage. So, I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for being a young team and having these guys respond. And gosh, man, I'm excited to see how they do this Saturday. I think it's going to be, you know, I'll be honest with you, I think this is going to be the weekend for them where they either figure it out or it goes straight south, because it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, it's a big game, as well as the week after that. But at any rate, David, as always, we appreciate your joining us tonight and giving us your insights, and look forward to having you back.
Always a pleasure chatting with you guys, and let's go Hoos. Put it together this weekend, boys. I know you can do it.
Yeah, go Hoos.
I agree.
Former Virginia running back and just a good guy, David Sloan.
All right, well, next up we're going to have Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia is going to join us, orthopedic specialist and a longtime ally, sponsor, friend, and expert analyst coming on their show to talk about some of the injuries. We are looking for his call shortly. In the meantime, I would just say that the offensive line has been a mess for 2 years. I'm fed up with it. The offensive line has got to get fixed. George Welsh's teams always had good O-lines. Al Groh's teams had good O-lines. There's no reason in the world why Virginia can't have good offensive lines. All right, so we're going to go to Jody Smith. Jody, today some rumors about this and that, but Coach London did not detail any new news. We know that Zach Swanson, the tight end, did not play. He has a knee brace. The place kicker was out with a hip flexor and a potential quad injury. Taquan Mizell, sprained ankle. He played. Khalik Shepard has an ankle issue, but he played. I did not see Connor Davis get in the game, and he has a hamstring issue. I hope he's getting well quick. He played out a deep run, so we'd like to see him back in the lineup. But anything new on you? I do notice that the center, Jackson Mateo, did play quite a bit in the game, and he's coming back from an upper torso shoulder injury. So that's all I've got right now on that injury front. Do you have any new news?
I don't have anything more. I wish it was injuries that was making us play so poorly, but I don't think that's our problem.
Well, let's talk about this injury. We have rarely seen the hip flexor injury, and the field goal kicker, Ian Fry, missed the game with this injury. What exactly is that, and how does a player rehab and recover from that?
Sure. So your hip flexor is the top part of your quadriceps muscle, which is the big muscle in the front part of your thigh. And so it does two things. It extends your knee and it bends your hip. And for a kicker, it's particularly important because it's where they get a lot of their power from. And the hip flexor is basically inflammation of that tendon up at the hip. And much like any other quadriceps or hamstring injury, if it's a mild injury, it can heal fairly quickly. But they do tend to be the type that linger, and especially in a kicker, where it is probably the main muscle that they use, it can be a challenge to get better. The problem is that they feel better And so they'll go out and try to kick, and they'll re-aggravate it. And when that happens, it kind of starts the time clock of healing back again. So, I mean, I would be surprised if he kicks for at least the next couple weeks. And then, even then, it's a question mark of how severe the injury was, and then how he heals.
Well, Virginia is fortunate that the punter also can double as the field goal kicker because he drilled two very important field goals, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But let's see here. Swanson with the knee issue, he got hurt in the rain against VMI, and we haven't seen much of him since. It's rumored that he just has a sprained knee. Maybe you can sort of break that down a little bit for us and maybe what...
Yeah. It looks, again, I've looked at the replay. I don't have more information, but what it looks like he injured was his MCL of his knee, which is the ligament on the inside. And typically, they get braced and then return to play. It's really based a lot on how comfortable that they are. I mean, I would be surprised if he has any more structural damage if they're just talking about a sprain. They hadn't mentioned surgery. And so typically, these knee sprains are 3 to 6 weeks, depending on how quickly they feel comfortable. And then when they come back, usually they're wearing a brace of some sort to give them support, and that typically they wear that for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Jody, I think you made the important comment at the outset. We all wish that we could blame the problems on injuries. I'm not sure that's the case. So we may need some rehabilitation on the X and O front. But at any rate, as always, we thank you for taking a couple of minutes, maybe on your way home or wherever you're headed, to call into the show.
Happy to do it, guys. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Jody Smith, we're going to go to break now. We'll come back with the Olympic report, maybe a little discussion of ACC football coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we'll preview next week's show. Stay tuned.